This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Good morning. This is Starnes Country, broadcasting from the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. And I don't want to overly alarm you, ladies and gentlemen, but there is a special statement coming out from the National Weather Service, and they are anticipating a light wintry mix this afternoon into the evening. Very little accumulation, but just be aware, and you know how the roads get around here, so just be careful if you're driving, if you're out and about this afternoon. Should be impacting a little bit of rush hour as well. So you want to be really careful and be mindful. I don't think there's any need for you to leave work early, but if you do, this is a pretty good excuse. So you can tell the boss that Todd Starnes on KWAM said, you got to let me go home early today. No, Cassie and Helen, that does not apply to you. So we have to sit here because we will be here. And in the event we get some messes on the roadways, we will let you certainly know about that. All right, we've got a jam-packed show for you. Senator Brent Taylor is here in studio. We're also expecting our state representative, John Gillespie, to join us. And a little bit later on Thursdays, Randy Hutchison from the Better Business Bureau tells you how to keep your money safe and away from the bad guys. Also, a chance for you to get in on the Mighty 990's Big Christmas Giveaway, and we'll tell you more about that coming up in just a few. I want to go back to a story that we have up at KWAMRadio.com and some video that we've posted as well. There has been a huge dust-up between Memphis firefighters and City Councilwoman Yolanda Cooper Sutton. I want to bring into the conversation our good friends, State Senator Brent Taylor. And, Senator, good to have you with us. And, Senator, first, this is our first opportunity to say thank you for being the lead sponsor of our big effort to feed more than 1,000 federal agents, about 2 weeks ago?
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to participate with you on that. And it was really a lot of fun. I mean, as you know, there were 1,000 federal agents there, and it was a great way to show that we really appreciate their efforts in cutting crime.
The Attorney General, Pam Bondi, the HUD Secretary, Scott Turner, you had Governor Bill Lee, our two senators, Blackburn and Hagerty, and Congressman David Kustoff, and you were up on the big stage as well. And did you work the – I was curious, did you work the food line by any chance?
I did a little bit, but everyone wanted to be served by Pam Bondi, so the line got a little backed up. But,
it was,
you know,
yeah.
Pam Bondi, you know, I don't know if you noticed, when she left, she had a hat on her head, and you know what it said? Make Memphis Matter.
That's right.
She left with a Make Memphis Matter ball cap.
Those are great ball caps, by the way. So you gave her one of the ball caps, or did she just take it from somebody?
Well, she didn't take it off my head, but I gave her one. And, you know, Make Memphis Matter, we have our own merch now. And so I've been giving away Make Memphis Matter ball caps.
So where can people get the merch if they're doing the, you know, if they want to get a Make Memphis Matter ball cap?
Yeah, so if you see me out and about, be sure to ask me for one. If you happen to have my cell number, shoot me a text, and we'll get a Make Memphis Matter ball cap to you. And I just ordered two more cases, so they'll be coming in soon.
I was assigned they wouldn't even let me, like, scoop anything because, you know, I'm piling it on for the troops. And so I was stuck between Senator Blackburn and Rachel Bells. And so Rachel was on the green bean station, and Senator Blackburn, she was slaw. She was doing the coleslaw. So my job was to hand the plate off. That was my one responsibility.
But, you know, Todd, and that whole thing, it was not a photo op because they served the entire
sure did.
Group from the beginning to the end. And so it was not like they just did a few plates for the pictures and then they left.
And I got to give a shout out to Senator Hagerty as well, because, you know, there was this moment. I mean, it was about 45 minutes of serving food. And at some point, just about everybody had been fed and folks were then coming back for seconds and thirds because Jim LoSapio outdid himself. And I noticed that Senator Hagerty had gone back over and was manning the line by himself. You know, he was making sure, you know, and that, I just appreciate that level of, you know, focus and, you know, caring about these agents.
Well, you know, he is the junior senator from Tennessee, so I'm sure he had to work longer than the others.
It works. So. He had to take the trash out afterwards. So, I want to bring into the conversation as well our state representative John Gillespie joining us by phone this morning. John, good. Hope you're doing well, and thank you for hanging out with me and Senator Taylor today.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And I hope you don't mind, John. I didn't tell Senator Taylor that you guys were going to be together. So you're cool with this now.
Oh, I am. As a matter of fact, we're having John and I are having lunch today.
Later today.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
We're having lunch. We are going over our bills for next session that will be working to make Memphis matter by making Memphis safer.
I love that. And guys, I want to get to that in just a minute, but I do want to play this audio. And there had been a lot of concern because City Hall is now blaming YouTube for what happened. And I'm just going to tell you that that's a load of hooey, but they edited out a clip of Yolanda Cooper Sutton accusing Memphis firefighters of raping the city. And they deleted that. We have since obtained the full copy of her remarks, and I want us to listen to this. And again, these firefighters, this is all over, what, a 2% raise, Senator Taylor. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right, let's take a listen to cut three, please.
We keep doing business with the same people and the same players sitting in the same seats doing the same thing. All the time. Everybody just won't rape this city. The same players, the same faces come here and you rape and you rape and you take and you take and you take and you take from this city since I've been living here. I'm not a native Memphian, but I've been here and I've watched it over and over and over again. We're in a lawsuit right now with all these unions and because of this and that, and certain unions are carrying the waters of other union people. Why can't we not just do what's right and what's righteousness? I'm gonna go right back to it and just do what's right. How much more? You act like you don't even want to see this city prosper. Lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. You got the Memphis Police Association suing. You got the Memphis Fire Department suing. We got lawsuits here and probably lawsuits that we don't even know about. But however, the University of Memphis has deemed this place poverty. But all you all out there still looking the same. Ain't nothing changed about it. And guess what? Next year budget, you'll be coming back. And we ask you all to work with us. That this year may have been just a little tight, just a little tight. But no, you're so greedy. And I'm not against any of you. I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm not political. I'm not any of that. I'm for what is right. None of you voted for me probably because you didn't know me. None of you gave me a dime. So it made me neutral to be able to say what I'm saying. And what the budget chair has said, and he said it over again, Carlisle and I have had our differences, but when he's right, I'll ride with him till the wheels fall off. When it comes to finances, I don't know how much more you want. Just draining this poor city. But you love Memphis. You love it. Yeah, I'm talking directly to who I'm supposed to be talking to. Because I've sat here and I've listened. I've been on this council for a year, 12 months, and 2 days. And the only thing you all want, and it's the same gatekeepers, the same players. The Memphis Fire Department deserve every dime of it. And I'm not anti-union. But what I am, anti-BS. And when you study coming down the pipeline with it. And nobody says anything because you all got friendships and partnerships that you all have made through the years. You deserve every 2% of it, but the numbers don't add up. And I was going to vote yes because I'm sick and tired of y'all, and I want the lawsuit to go away because of the taxpayers' dollars. because you don't give a flying foot about it. But you're going to raise the taxes. You study throwing it out there on the poor people in this city. Y'all deemed it poor. So I'm saying this. Like Councilwoman Green said, pull the money from somewhere else. We can get it from somewhere else. But you all got to come differently next year budget. Because you're coming back next year. You're coming back for some more money. You're coming back. I know you're coming back. Because guess what? We're going to find the money like we always do. Instead of deal with actual numbers and facts. We are not, this is not 1968, 1970, 1972, 73, 74, 75. This is 2025. And Memphis is still rocking and rolling the same exact way. You're greedy. And you want what you want because you think you can do it. And you're wrong. And that might not change any of that, and I don't care whether it changed, whatever, they're going to vote the way they vote, but you're wrong, 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 and God sees your intentions, and he sees your hearts, and he's going to deal with each and every one of us accordingly. I yield.
Thank God she yielded.
Senator, my.
Yeah. You know what, John Gillespie, let's get your reaction to what you just heard there.
So many things. First and foremost, I could take this in so many different directions. But first, I would say a budget is a moral document as much as it is a financial document. And this city council has chosen which direction they want to go. With that said, I know the numbers are tight. I know it's complicated. But firefighters and first responders are the first people there. They're the last people to leave. We have to take care of them. The primary function of government is safety, or one of the primary functions of government is safety. They keep us safe, period. I draw a very hard line there. There's other stuff in the budget. I guarantee you the city of Memphis has no business funding. I guarantee it. Look at those things. This isn't a complicated concept. People deserve pay raises.
Senator Taylor, your thoughts on Yolanda? You know, I think she gave it away. I think she's upset that nobody from the firefighters gave her campaign cash. You know, she brought that up.
She did. She brought a lot up. Matter of fact, the crap that came out of her mouth has got to make her butt jealous. And we have to remember how we got here. And how we got here is that the city council had agreed to give the firefighters a 5% raise. And then a year or two into it, they backed it down to 3%, and they were simply going back to the city council asking for the additional 2% that was taken away. And, you know, when you make a commitment to the fire department or the police department or any city employee, when you make a commitment that you're going to give a raise over the next 5 years of 5%, then you need to do that. And so, you know, I've learned not to expect much from Democrats, but each time I'm still disappointed.
You know, gentlemen, I think the overarching issue is a lack of respect for our first responders, for law enforcement, and we've certainly seen this played out over the years, Representative Gillespie, as we've watched the police department, for example, really begging for the resources they need to patrol our streets.
Yes, simple as that. They've been begging to simply patrol our streets. I just want to make sure all the listeners hear that. And they just want to do their job.
And Todd, if you look at what happens when you apply resources to law enforcement, you see what happens. I mean, the federal government they're spending $200 million in Memphis on law enforcement, and in 2 months, they've cut crime in half. They cut crime in half in 2 months when all of the people on the other side of the aisle say that you have to address the long-term consequences of crime to bring it down. Poverty is not the root cause of crime. Criminals are the root cause of crime. And we don't have a poverty problem that's causing the crime. We have a culture problem that's causing the crime.
John, you and Senator Taylor really led the charge here locally, again, bringing to light a lot of the issues regarding law enforcement and crime and safety. What's your reaction to the work of the Memphis Safe Task Force, and what are you hearing from your constituents?
Yeah, you are correct. Senator Taylor and I have been working on this for over a well, just on the task force for about a year now, but with our legislation effort, much longer. My constituents are loving it. They feel like this is normal, because it is. While Memphis has had all these problems for decades, you could travel to many other cities, very similar sizes, very similar demographics, and not face some of the challenges that we do. I have a lot of friends that have moved here recently. I have a lot of friends that live out of town that have come back over Thanksgiving. So when I say Memphis and Memphians can now go about their normal activities normally, that's what I mean by that, in comparison to other places that have not had to deal with some of the problems that Memphis and Memphians have had to deal with.
Senator,
and it's refreshing.
Senator, you've been going to a lot of restaurants, and you've been doing a lot of videos. What are you hearing from folks out there around the city?
Well, people, just like John said, people feel safe, and they haven't felt in a long time. And the reason they feel safe is Todd, just listen to some of these statistics from the Memphis Safe Task Force. From year over year, murder is down 49%. Aggravated assault down 43%, sexual assault down 44%, robbery down 61%, burglary down 29%, larceny down 40%, motor vehicle theft down 71%. And that is because the handcuffs have been taken off of the police, and they're putting them on the criminals where they belong. And I commend Representative Gillespie, because when I arrived in the Senate, he was already working on this. And our efforts together over the last couple of years have helped lead to the Memphis Safe Task Force being here doing their job.
Guys, got to take a quick break here. Can you hold on real quick, fellas?
Sure.
All right, folks, we'll be right back.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
All right, welcome back to Stearns Country here in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. This morning we have State Representative John Gillespie. We have our State Senator Brent Taylor. And Senator, I know that you guys, we've got about 2 minutes here, so I want to give both of you a minute. You guys finally heard back from the TBI regarding Memphis crime numbers. What's the verdict?
Yeah, so Representative Gillespie and I, we were hearing from several constituents telling us that they questioned the accuracy of the crime numbers that were coming out of the City of Memphis Police Department. So we sent a letter, joint letter, asking the TBI to do an audit of the crime statistics coming out of Memphis. They did a deeper audit than they normally do, and they came back and said that although they did have some findings, but they were all consistent with other agencies and previous audits of the Memphis Police Department. What that means, Todd, is that we can trust these numbers that are coming out of the Memphis Safe Task Force as being really true and accurate numbers. And that is a good thing in rebuilding this new perception that Memphis is a safe community.
And John, to that point, this would not have happened had you guys not been out there leading the charge on all of this.
Yeah, that's correct. And not to echo too much on what Senator Taylor said, our entire point of this was we knew that the task force was coming. We could not, you know, go into a lot of detail about it because, quite frankly, we did not have a whole lot of details ourselves. We just knew that this operation was happening, and we wanted to preemptively make sure the public understood what was going on and to allow the public to trust us. And I think that's exactly what we accomplished.
Well, guys, thank you. On behalf of the city, thank you for what y'all are doing. I know you're getting a lot of grief from the media, from the Democrats, but I know the good people of Memphis really appreciate the great work. And thank you for coming on Stearns Country this morning. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, folks, now is your chance to hop in and get your name into the Mighty 990 Christmas giveaway. This is going to be pretty awesome, folks. We are going to be giving away Pew's Flowers, Dinstall's Fine Candies, we're going to be giving away a $50 gift certificate at Germantown Commissary Barbecue, Weimer's Jewelry, and $100 of coffee from our friends at Pure Roast Coffee. Here's the deal. Next week, we're going to be announcing winners, but you just have to be one of the first four callers here at the Mighty 990, and you will be entered into the contest. Again, a chance to win Pew's Flowers, Dinstel's Fine Candies, Germantown Commissary Barbecue, Weimer's Jewelry, and $100 worth of Pure Roast Coffee. Just our way of celebrating Christmas with you. Here's our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. The first four callers, you guys are going to be entered in our big contest. We'll be right back, everybody. All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Starnes Country. It's going to be a busy day around here. By the way, this just coming in from one of our KWAM traffic troopers. There is a crash being reported at Kirby Parkway and Knight Arnold. You know, that's a pretty heavily trafficked area anyway. So just be careful. You're going to have a little bit of a backup there, Kirby Parkway at Knight Arnold. Also, from the National Weather Service, there is a special weather statement. This afternoon, we're going to have a little bit of winter weather moving through the area late afternoon into late evening. This could impact your drive home. So keep listening to the Mighty 990. We'll keep you updated if there's anything serious to tell you about. Also, I want to give a shout out to the Shelby County Sheriff's Office. Four of their patrol deputies honored by the Kiwanis Club of Memphis. They got the First Responders Award. That was presented at the University Club yesterday, recognizing deputies Brooks, Blackwell, Johnson, and Pulliam. And they're being honored for something that happened in October of last year. They saved the life of a motors supervisor, Sergeant Samuel Lilly, who was struck by a vehicle while he was on his motorcycle. And we certainly pray for Sergeant Lilly, and we certainly celebrate the incredible work of these great deputies. Well, it's Thursday, and we love Thursdays because our good friend Randy Hutchison from the Better Business Bureau of Memphis drops by. Randy, hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm doing well. Good morning.
It's been a while. You know, we had Thanksgiving. Yeah. We were off last week. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
I did.
Very nice. Well, let's talk Better Business Bureau. And you guys have been doing this for a very long time. But a lot of folks may not actually be aware of what you guys are all about and what you do.
Yeah, I want to talk about the why folks should check with us. But I will tell you, there is nothing more disheartening to us than to get a complaint from a consumer who had a problem with a roofer or a landscaper or auto repair place or any kind of business, and they had a horrible experience, and they file a complaint with us, and yet the company already had a bad record with us when they entered into the transaction. Had they only checked, would have saved them a lot of time, grief, and money.
Yeah, I'm actually feeling under conviction right now because I've been in that place where I did not check the Better Business Bureau, and you know, unfortunately, I regretted it. So let's take people through the process for, you know, checking out a company's record. You know, we are coming into a season where you might have a broken pipe or something of that nature. What's the process? Where do you start?
Well, you can check out the record of a company anywhere in the country, not just locally, anywhere in the country, at BBB.org. It's quick, it's easy, it's free. We'll tell you what we know about the company and whether they're a Better Business Bureau accredited business, which is our term for member. Accreditation, of course, means that they've had to meet our standards. If they're a Better Business Bureau accredited business, we'll have verified that they have any necessary professional or competency licenses. If you're getting ready to do business with a non-member or non-accredited business and they're in an industry that requires a license, we recommend you check it. But again, we will have done that for member companies. And in their report, their public report, you'll be able to read the text of any complaints and customer reviews a company has received and its responses. You know, most people understand that sometimes issues arise. They're not surprised, not necessarily concerned if a company got a complaint. They're more interested in how did the company respond, and did they respond in a good faith manner, and at least and try, if appropriate, to make the customer happy. So you can read the complaints, read the responses, just like in school. If we have enough information on the company, we issue a grade from A plus to F. Obviously, as we all learned in school, A plus being good, F not so much.
Okay. Good point.
BBB accredited businesses have to respond to complaints in a good faith manner, and they have to maintain at least a B rating. If you see a company with a rating below B, then certainly they are not a member company. And they could have an F if they're not responding to complaints at all or in a good faith manner, or if, for example, they're operating, known to be operating without a required competency license. And if you come to us and you check out a company and you find out that they have a bad record, and, you know, I kind of hope if the company has a bad record, you won't deal with them. We can provide you a list of Better Business Bureau accredited member companies that have committed to doing the right thing for you.
And on the other side of all of this, Randy, we actually got a complaint. We got an email from the Better Business Bureau and said, hey, a complaint's been filed. And so I read the complaint. It was the whoever it was had the wrong radio station, which I was very happy about. Still, it was the process from the other side as the owner of the business. You know, you're given the opportunity to respond and say, hey, look, you know, here's, you know, you're right, you're wrong, you know, or whatever. So,
yeah. we don't expect the business to always make the customer happy. That's certainly a good outcome for everybody. That's the outcome for a high percentage of the complaints we get. But frankly, sometimes a customer may be confused, may be asking for something unreasonable, but we do expect the business to respond, give us their side of the story. If they can make the customer happy, that's wonderful. But again, we expect a good faith response. And then I've got folks been doing this for a long time who can look at and decide, well, we think the business has done the right thing, or if the business has not done the right thing, then it will impact their grade. And I never say this lightly, but member companies, again, have to meet our standards, have to respond in a good faith manner, have to have required competency licenses, have to meet a number of other standards. And if they stop meeting them, we expel them. And that's I never say that lightly, but we'll expel about 10, 15 companies a year who are no longer meeting our standards.
And again, this is important because as consumers, you got to make sure that the business that you're working with is trustworthy, especially on something like, you know, roof repairs or, you know, well, anything really, you know, but automobile repairs.
Yep.
And sometimes, you know, it's overwhelming if you're in a city, maybe you haven't been here that long and you do need help. You know, who do you go to? And so I'm just curious, what other advice do you guys have for, you know, for folks trying to figure out if a business is trustworthy?
Well, we certainly recommend start with us, but as I said earlier, quick, easy, free, but don't stop with us. Particularly don't stop with us if it's a big, expensive transaction and there's some, you know, the greater the likelihood that something could go wrong. There are a host of online review sites these days that you can also go online, put in the company name, put in complaints, reviews, see what people say on other websites. Frankly, some of those do a better job than others of vetting the customer comments and the customer reviews. We do our best to be sure that there really was an interaction between the company and the consumer, and it's not maybe a competitor filing a negative review or a customer, an employee filing a positive one. But we suggest you check others, take them all with, to some extent with a grain of salt. Look for trust marks. Look for the Better Business Bureau seal on their website in their ad and other trust marks from their industry. Be sure you understand all the terms and conditions of a transaction. If you're entering, and particularly this time of year, if you're on some website or some social media offer, and the only way you can pay is using one of these peer-to-peer payment cards or wire transfer or a cryptocurrency or some other method that you won't be able to get your money back if something goes wrong, be wary. And to sum it all up, there's an old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Check with us ahead of time rather than perhaps have to come to us later to help you resolve a problem.
It's great advice, as always. And again, folks, we just want to make sure, and the Better Business Bureau wants to make sure that you're protected and that you're going to and you're using trustworthy companies and businesses across the Mid-South. All right, Randy, always good seeing you on Thursdays, and glad you're back in the saddle.
Yep, thank you.
All right. Folks, got to take a quick break here. And again, as we go to break, this is yet another opportunity for you to jump in and be a part of our big Christmas giveaway. We'll be announcing the winners next week, and we are taking the next four callers at 901-260-5926. The next four callers, you will be entered into the contest. If you've already called, you don't need to call back. But again, our number, 901-260-5926. This is Stearns Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Stearns Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. Just a reminder, Laura Huckabee over in the KWAM Weather Center sharing this information that there is going to be some wintry weather moving through the Mid-South. The farther north you are, the more difficult it's going to be. But again, this is just a light wintry mix. We're not looking at a blizzard here, folks. But still, you want to be careful if you're driving out on the roadways, especially in the anywhere north of I-40. Some of those spots could get pretty slick pretty quick, depending on how far or how quickly the temperature drops. So we'll keep you updated. And, of course, you can always check out Weather Radar as well as the most recent forecast information on KWAMRadio.com. Just a reminder as well, the roadways right now looking pretty darn good. They've already cleared up that crash over at Kirby and Knight Arnold, so glad to hear that news. All right, want to share some breaking news, and this coming in from the nation's capital. You might remember on J6, there was a somebody placed pipe bombs outside the RNC and DNC headquarters, and we can now confirm that this morning a suspect has finally been arrested. This was all the way back in 2021, January 6, 2021, and we can tell you that someone has been arrested. There is a press conference scheduled for later today. We will bring that to you here on the Mighty 990. You'll be able to listen to that. We understand that it's one individual, and we can tell you that the person is a man. That's all the information we have right now. ABC News identifying the person as a Virginia man who was arrested and placing those pipe bombs outside of RNC and DNC headquarters. So this is huge news, and there has been a lot of frustration because, and I've talked about this on the national show, and I've been pretty consistent through all of this. Here's the deal. You break the law, you suffer the consequences. And when it comes to whatever happened on J6 at the U.S. Capitol, if you broke the law, there's a price to pay for that. If you didn't, then you should not be charged. And I think a lot of people got caught up in something that we still, to this day, don't know what really happened. What we do know is that there were dozens and dozens of FBI agents undercover at the Capitol in that crowd. And that tells me that this could have been some sort of an incident that was instigated to make Donald Trump look bad. I mean, that's what it looks like to me. But again, I don't like going down the conspiracy rabbit hole too much, but I'm telling you that, and my position on this has never changed. I remember we were on the national show, and we were following the developments in real time. And what I said during our real-time observations and analysis is what I say today. You broke the law, you pay a price, and if you didn't, why are these people in jail? And the idea that here we are years later, and we're just now getting around to making this announcement, that just shows you the level of incompetence that existed within the government during the Biden administration. Now, there's another story we're going to be talking about today and on the national show, and I hope you tune in. I have been a passionate supporter of getting young people involved in politics and in the culture movement. And in a lot of cases, there are people that say, oh, well, we shouldn't be combining those two things. I would disagree. I think it's all tied in together because I believe that our faith and our belief system, whatever your belief system is, that actually flavors what your politics look like. And if you take one out, then you've got a big mess on your hands. And that's why I think we've had a lot of chaos in the culture. So there has been a raging war on social media and on many, many digital platforms between Candace Owens and TPUSA leadership. And Candace Owens is making a lot of accusations about the organization, suggesting in no uncertain terms that Charlie was betrayed by his inner circle, that the Israelis may have been involved. I mean, there is the French may be involved. There was an Egyptian plane. We're going to talk about this more in depth on the national show today. But she's basically suggesting or insinuating that there is some sort of a vast, vast conspiracy to take out Charlie Kirk. And TPUSA, up until yesterday, had been denying all of this, but it was just in a weird way, and their denials were just sort of just off. Something's just off about this entire thing. And I'm just going to say this. If somebody was saying, oh, well, Todd Starnes is doing X, Y, or Z, and his inner circle is whatever. You know what? I'm shouting from the mountaintops. I've got a team of the best attorneys that I can hire out there. I would not tolerate something like that. And I think for me, I just know how I would respond if Candace Owens was making those accusations. That's how I would respond. So I think that's why I'm surprised at TPUSA's weird responses here, because she has one of the largest, most influential platforms out there. And a lot of people are believing what she is saying right now. So my question to TPUSA, is it true? Is any of this true? And we've got to get to the bottom of this, and it needs to be done very quickly. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the accusations, the fighting back and forth. And the reason why is TPUSA is vitally important to helping conservatives and America First conservatives get elected. And look, the investigation is weird. And look, the investigation's over, by the way. I mean, they're just getting ready for the trial now. But the whole thing makes no sense to me. And I'm going all the way back to how the police behaved in the immediate aftermath of the assassination, I just have lots of questions. And here's my biggest, and this is the biggest red flag for me of everything. You're not allowed to ask those questions, because they come after you, and they try to silence you, and they do it in many different ways. But I know there are conservatives out there who share the same questions and concerns that I have, and they've been told, don't say anything, move on. Yeah, I don't think we can do that, because I think Charlie Kirk deserves justice, ladies and gentlemen. I really do. But it seems to me, if you step back and you just sort of look at everything, and I'm just not believing what they're telling us, and that troubles me, and maybe that's on me. Maybe that is all on me, and maybe it is exactly as they have described whatever happened on that day. But I don't know. A lot's not adding up. And we're going to talk more about it at 11 o'clock this morning. I will say this. My broader concern is that all of this infighting between Candace and TPUSA and Megyn Kelly and Tucker and all these, Ben Shapiro, all these folks out there. My biggest concern is that this is going to destroy TPUSA, and that it will demoralize the youth vote and the young conservatives especially, because right now I see a lot of people out there trying to emulate what Charlie Kirk is doing, and they don't get it. Same thing happened when Rush Limbaugh died. Everybody thought they could be the next Rush Limbaugh. And you step back and you realize these people are in it for themselves. These people, they don't have original thoughts, and it's not going to work. And sure enough, we've seen a lot of those folks fall by the wayside. But going back to Charlie and TPUSA, the mission is vitally important.
And it just seems to me that somebody is trying to intentionally neutralize TPUSA. And if that happens, we're going to have big problems in the midterms. Big problems. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to take your calls on it as well. I know there are people, and it's so funny because I hear many of you reach out to me. Todd, you know, I kind of feel the same way. And I'm like, why are we whispering? You see what I'm talking about? We should not be whispering about this. We ought to be talking about it. Again, a lot of questions. Oh, by the way, don't forget Saturday, December 13th, Breakfast with Santa, the Fire Museum of Memphis. You're going to have a great time. Firemuseum.com is the website. That's firemuseum.com. All right. Again, 11 o'clock. Be careful out on the roadways, everybody. Be warm and safe, Memphis.